Bobby Cohen is back, and his show is Takeover Talk. And here is Bobby Cohen.
Thank you, Doug. It's Monday, September 24th, and today is another live hour of Takeover Talk. I'm your host, Bobby Cohen. Our focus will be to assist you in acquiring the most current and comprehensive information on potential public takeover targets in the U.S. capital markets. Remember, I'm just guiding you to this information. You need to do your due diligence before buying or selling any stock. M&A, which is the acronym for mergers and acquisitions, is unpredictable, and it's usually not in the best interest to acquire stocks simply because rumors are percolating. You have to like it as a standalone company as well. Okay. Call in and talk to me. My dial-in number is 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. That's the call-in number. Give me a call. Wow. I'm just going to say wow. Lots of takeover activity this morning. And I'm pleased to say that Pandora, the music streaming company we mentioned on Takeover Talk to my listeners on July 23rd, 2018, approximately 10 weeks ago, is being acquired. Yes, is being acquired by Sirius XM Radio. That's right. A $3.5 billion deal. Yup. This is the reason I found and host this national radio show, Takeover Talk, to help you all identify potential takeover targets such as Pandora. We just mentioned Pandora at approximately $8. That was the first time we mentioned it. The stock is currently trading, I believe, at approximately $10, which is almost a 25% premium to when we mentioned it. We also mentioned Sirius XM might be the acquirer as well. Please keep in mind, Pandora has what is called a go shop provision. It's a clause in their deal, which could mean a higher takeover offer might just be in the wings. Keep in mind, this just might set off a bidding war with other acquirers. This morning, CNBC mentioned that Apple and Spotify might be interested in also acquiring Pandora. Wow. You know, I love this. This is why I host this show. Just the situations like this. For my listeners, my number one job is to help you identify potential takeover targets. It's an honor to serve all my listeners. Well, there was another merger this morning. Not only Pandora, Yes. Two very large gold producers. Gold giant Barrick, ABX, trades at around $11. Agreed to buy rival Rand Gold for $6 billion. That's it, with a B. $6 billion. Rand Gold, their symbol is G-O-L-D. Apropos, gold. Last time I looked, I think Rand Gold was up $5 today on that news. This creates the world's top gold miner. If you remember, a caller called in last week and mentioned that precious metals, specifically gold, is worth a look. I agreed and mentioned that many smart financial advisors seem to recommend 5% of one's financial portfolio to be put in gold and gold-related companies. Wow. Talk about timing. Uncanny. Maybe this is just the beginning of active M&A, active mergers and acquisitions in the precious metal arena. I love this M&A activity. This is just great. I'm here for my listeners. That was Barrick Gold taking over Rand Gold. Okay. The first company I'd like to discuss with you is Avon Products. The symbol, AVP, Adam Victor Paul. Stock's currently trading at around $2.30. The 52-week high is $3. The 52-week low is $1.38. Avon Products engages in the manufacture and marketing of cosmetic and beauty-related products. Well, this low-priced stock was mentioned in a Zacks.com article dated recently, September 18th, 2018. The headline, Avon stock rallies on takeover talks with Brazil's Natura. The article went on to say that the stock had gained on rumors related to its potential takeover by Natura, the leading Brazilian manufacturer and direct seller of beauty and personal care products. However, Natura denied rumors of any such buyout talks with Avon. The article finishes up by stating that earlier the company had received, quote, unquote, expression of interest from other parties, but no names were given. So I did a little bit more reading. I found on investorplace.com, which seemed to comment on the same potential buyout story as well. On September 18th, they too mentioned Brazil's Natura as a potential suitor, but the article does go on to mention that the company has been in talks with other potential suitors who have expressed interest in Avon. I got out my shovel. I did some additional digging for the team. I asked the logical question. What would Avon be worth in a potential buyout, a total purchase of the company? Whew. Well, Linda Bolton Weiser, I mentioned her name before a few weeks ago, a terrific A. Davidson analyst. Did the simple, or shall I say the not-so-simple math, for all of my listeners. In her September 18th, 2018 Avon research report, she placed a takeout valuation of $7.75 per share for Avon. She also reminded us in her report that cosmetic giant Coty had offered to purchase Avon way back in 2012 for $24.75 before withdrawing that huge offer. Wow. I know that's over 6 years ago, and a lot has happened to Avon since. But $24.75? That's just crazy. Keep in mind, Avon is currently trading at $2.30. Her valuation on a takeover is $7.75. Still, a very big premium. Keep in mind, this is a speculative situation. Some people believe it's a turnaround situation. Do your own due diligence. Do your own homework. But place it on your radar screen. That's Avon. A-V-P. Okay. Call in and talk to me. The dial-in number is 1-888-627-6008. The call-in number is 1-888-627-6008. I'd love to hear from you. Like I mentioned, I get my best ideas from other people, from other articles when I'm combing the web. Always keep in mind, do you want to be on the right side of history or the wrong side of history? Do your homework. My number one job is to help you identify potential takeover targets. As you see from this morning, takeovers are alive and well. Okay. The next company I'd like to discuss with you is called Bungie. The symbol, BG. Boy George. $66.60 is where the stock is currently trading at. The 52-week high is $83.20. The 52-week low is $61.28. Bungie is a holding company which engages in the supply and transportation of agricultural commodities. I read a September 22nd, 2018 Bloomberg article. The headline, Billionaire Cohen's .72 Triple Stake in Food Behemoth Bungie. It highlights that Cohen's hedge fund now owns 7.1 million shares, or 5% of Bungie, worth $467 million. It goes on to say that billionaire Steve Cohen's .72 asset management has almost tripled its stake in agribusiness giant Bungie, a company that has been the subject of takeover speculation over the past year. The Bloomberg article also mentions that in March, Continental Grain disclosed that it owned more than 1% of Bungie and planned discussions with the company about a possible sale, to meet people familiar with the matter said at the time. I had to do more homework on this name, Bungie. I found a very good Seeking Alpha article dated April 4th, 2018. The headline is Bungie About to Be Bought. It stated rumors and certain actions point to a sale of Bungie, symbol BG, being imminent, but nothing is certain. It goes on to say that both Glencore and Archer Daniels Midland have been named to be interested in the company. This article even goes on to say that analysts believe the company could be bought for $85 to $100 a share. Keep in mind, the stock, Bungie, is currently trading at $67. That would be a handsome, handsome takeover premium on any potential takeover. To recap, you have a very smart billionaire investor who owns 5% of this name, and you have Continental Grain or Glencore or Archer Daniels Midland who might be interested in acquiring this company. Seems like lots going on in this name, Bungie. Let's keep a close eye on this company. Okay, we have a call-in. Pete, it's Bobby. Takeover Talk. Hey, Pete.
How you doing, Bob? How are you?
Hey, Pete, let me hop in. I don't mean to speak over you, but I wanna give you kudos. You told us on last week's show, you specifically told us that we should gravitate towards the precious metals as a possible value area for potential takeovers. And boy, this morning, you hit it clean. You hit it right out of the park. Barrick Gold taking over Randgold, a $6 billion deal. Pete, I want to thank you on behalf of all the listeners. I could only hope that they rolled up their sleeves and sharpened their pencils when you were talking. Thanks again, Pete.
No problem. Just wanted to say, just to keep on that topic for one moment, there was some, which is interesting, and I believe that there are, you know, some inflationary headwinds that are coming our way right now, although there could be the argument for both, because the dollar being so strong is inflationary, and at the end of the day, deflationary, and the weak dollar policies of the past were inflationary. The problem is right now, the tariffs are starting to spark some inflation amongst other items. But anyway, make a long story short, getting back to gold and silver real quick, and why to keep your eyes on a lot of these junior miners as well, is because, especially on the silver front, silver, a very interesting fact, and I don't have it in front of me, it's at 80, the ratio is at an 80, it's the biggest in history, at an 85% discount to gold. So it's something to keep for listeners to keep an eye on. But as well, just keep an eye on a lot of these junior miners and miners just in general. We could be heading down an inflationary track. A lot of things are going on economically. Interest rates, they're starting to even start stoking that, you know, they can start heading higher than one expected. So anyway, it could be a perfect storm brewing, but I believe at the end of the day, the resumption of the gold and silver market will take hold anyway, and that could be an indication right there with Barrick.
Yes, 100%, Pete. I totally concur with you. And again, just just mentioning your narrative in reference to possible inflation, we noticed that the 10-year Treasury has been trading freely for many days above 3%. Sometimes that can be deemed as a precursor for a stock market decline, because as you know,
right,
it just seems like a lot of the easy money policies that we've had for 10 years, well, that could be coming to an end. But again, you know, we just don't know when, if you know what I'm saying, Pete.
No. Yeah, there are a lot of mixed opinions out there, that the tariffs will cause a hurricane of deflation. the tariffs will cause inflation because, you know, obviously then we're in a trade war and the prices that we import will, you know, will start importing inflation. So there's a lot of ways to look at it. Then, you know, there are some experts that say that, you know, the growth is not going to be what we thought, and interest rates going up and the quantitative easing that has come to an end and the money being drained from the system. So, you know, you get it. You still have that conflict of the old inflation, deflation, which at the end of the day, an extreme in either or is always good for the precious metals. So at the end of the day, I believe precious metals and the miners will be, you know, an area for everybody to keep their eye on. And, you know, just real quick for some of your listeners, if they need some symbols on some, you know, of these miners and junior miners that could possibly be takeover, you know, targets at some point, you could always look at IAG.
Sure, give it
Emerald.
To us, Pete. Yeah, give it to us.
IAG, MUX, McEwen, who's basically, you know, the grandfather of mining up in Canada. But McEwen Mining, MUX, Emigold, IAG, Kinross Gold, KGC, just a few right off the top of my head that, you know, could be looked at and should be looked at as, you know, as we move further down the line with the precious metals arena.
Well, that's, you know what?
One other thing.
I'm sorry, Pete. Yeah, no, that's definitely, I mean, we're definitely going to, you know, take notice of those companies that you just mentioned to us. And I am aware that you know, first comes the generals like the Barricks and the Randgolds and whatever.
And then
usually once M&A becomes rampant in an area, it moves down to the lieutenants. So I understand
exactly.
I know exactly what you're mentioning and I understand the narrative.
Yep. And another topic that I've talked about, and, you know, could be signs of things to come once again. You know, we know it's highly speculative, but the NVAX, N-V-A-X, Nancy Victor Apple X-ray, just a note, it did pop a couple of days ago on news that J.P. Morgan did a double upgrade from underweight to overweight. So, one of the titans in the banking world looking at this $1.50, you know, again, when I mentioned to you a few weeks back, it was at $1.25. I know it hit $1.75 the other day on the upgrade, but they seem to be very bullish at this point on their nano flu shot and some other things that are going on. So, and like they put it, again, these are for the highly speculative people out there. The stock will either be 80% lower at some point or could be substantially higher on a merge or takeover down the road, and not without looking at a 5-year, you know, time horizon on it. And right now, it's pointing to the positive as opposed to the negative.
I just want you to know, Pete, I don't know if you took a look at it today. I briefly did because I have it on my radar screen because you mentioned it at around $1.20, $1.25 to us. I thought it was trading like a champ before, like at $1.85. So, you know, I mean, it's really the stock, again, I'm not a chart guy. I'm, you know, again, that has its place in the scheme of everything. But I did want you to know the stock seemed like it really was trading like a champ here. And that's the NVAX. And to your point, I recognize that it is speculative and all our listeners should know that. But, you know, as of this moment, this second, you've been target on, Pete. So I would just suggest that all the listeners do their own due diligence and their own homework on this name. Am I right, Pete?
Yeah. Yes,
but I do want to say, to your point, when you get a double upgrade, as you defined it, like that, that usually says volumes, and
especially when it comes from a J.P. Morgan, like you said, is one of the titan of bankers these days. So at the end of the day, they do not have people there that do not, you know, do their homework and do their due diligence.
Yeah, 100%, Pete. Really, I mean, I appreciate a couple things. I always appreciate you calling in. I know you're a busy guy, no doubt, but you're well versed in, you know, in banking and M&A. So thanks again for the direction on the precious metals, and we're going to keep a close eye on the NVAX. But please, whenever you get a chance, you know, every Monday, please dial in because I know I enjoy speaking with you. And I know the listeners do as well. Okay, Pete?
Yeah, another arena too, real quick, which everybody I'm sure is well aware of. And I'm going to pick out a few names, and next Monday I'll call in. Obviously, is in the cannabis marijuana arena. There, you know, it's been going crazy. A lot of the stocks have been in a frenzy going up, especially that Tilray. But there are a couple of smaller ones that are fundamentally sound that haven't gotten caught up in the fray yet that could possibly be takeover candidates for one of the bigger boys as well. So, but a topic for another day.
Okay, Pete. Yeah, you, if you could do a little homework for us and call in next Monday, and I'll make sure our listeners again sharpen their pencil and have paper out,
yep,
and they could put pen to paper, yep, to write down those names. Okay, Pete?
Yep, you got it. Okay, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks again, Pete. Thank you.
Yeah, take care.
Wow.
Bye-bye. Yep, bye-bye.
Thanks. That was Pete. Boy, guy's been talking on, I have to tell you. It's uncanny how his timing was on that precious metal call. It was just uncanny. Okay. I'd like to go into a radio commercial right now. Are you looking for a quick, personalized insurance quote? Go no further. I found one of the best insurance agents in New York State. His name is Steve Foray. He heads up the Foray Agency, located in East Islip, New York. Give him and his team a call now at 631-581-3400. That's 631-581-3400. Steve Foray, who might I add, is a very active member in his community, specializes in competitive pricing for most of your insurance needs, which includes auto insurance, homeowners insurance, renter's insurance, life insurance, and small business insurance. Again, call Steve Foray at 631-581-3400. Their insurance agents have been serving New York communities for two generations. Each Foray agent is licensed to help you and your family with all your insurance needs. At the Foray Agency, you'll get the personalized service and professional insurance advice you're looking for. Again, look no further. Call Steve Foray now for any type of insurance quote. His number is 631-581-3400. You won't be disappointed. Just mention you heard about his agency from Bobby Cohen on Takeover Talk. Again, his number is 631-581-3400. That's 631-581-3400. Call Steve today. He's waiting for your call. Thank you. Give Steve a call. I've gotten to know him over the last few days, over the last week. This is one nice guy. One nice family. Okay. Let's continue now. Look, the call-in number is 1-888-627-6008. The call-in number is 1-888-627-6008. That's the call-in number. Give me a call. Let me know what's on your mind. Like Pete. Pete was kind enough to give us some symbols of some junior gold miners, and he said he's going to give us a call back hopefully next Monday on some marijuana companies that he thought could be good potential takeover targets. Okay. The next company I'd like to discuss with you is Red Hat. The symbol, RHT. Stock's trading at approximately $134. The 52-week high is $177.70. The 52-week low is $104.51. Red Hat engages in the provision of open source software solutions. In layman's terms, they are active in the cloud. This company stock got crushed last week when they reported their second quarter earnings report. From what I read, Red Hat reported second quarter revenue that missed estimates and even forecast October quarterly sales below expectations, citing currency exchange rates. Now, I remembered combing the web a few months ago, and there was lots of takeover chatter on Red Hat. So with the stock getting hammered, I decided to revisit Red Hat and see if it's still an attractive potential takeover target. I found a July 10th, 2018 Investor Place article. It stated 18 stocks that could be takeover targets. And yes, one of the 18 mentioned was Red Hat. It goes on to say that Red Hat is in an interesting spot at the moment. The open source software developer unquestionably has a major growth driver in cloud computing. But it was coming off a disappointing quarter earnings report that sent Red Hat stock plunging. The article continued to say that yet takeover speculation has continued, with recent rumors suggesting Alphabet, which is the parent of Google, should be interested as it builds out its cloud business. It goes on to state that any interest could start a bidding war with other tech giants, including Microsoft, perhaps becoming interested. The article finishes up by saying, given its growth potential and importance in such a key space, Red Hat could become a takeover target at any time. Well, we all know how active M&A, which is mergers and acquisitions, is in the software space. I felt it was prudent for me to mention Red Hat as a potential takeover target, as its shares have recently come under enormous pressure. Keep in mind, if a deal should materialize, this would be one of the largest software takeovers to date. Interested? We will continue to monitor this name, Red Hat. Do your own homework. Sharpen your own pencils. Comb the web. That was Red Hat. R-H-T. Okay. The call-in number is 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. That's the call-in number. Why don't you use that number? Give me a call. Let me know what's on your mind. Share it with the rest of the listeners. Keep in mind, my number one job here is to help you identify potential takeover targets. Takeovers are alive and well, as you have seen this morning with the takeover of Pandora by Sirius XM Radio, as you've seen by Barrick Gold, the gold giant taking over Rand Gold. And I believe Rand Gold at one point today was up $5. Nothing better than waking up and having a company getting taken over at a premium to where the company had traded at 4 o'clock the day before. Okay. The dial-in number is 1-888-627-6008. The next company I'd like to discuss with you is Land's End. The symbol is L-E, Larry Eddy. Stock is currently trading at $17.75. The 52-week high, $31.15. The 52-week low, $10.65. Land's End is a multi-channel retailer of casual clothing, accessories, and footwear, as well as home products. I noticed approximately a month ago, Land's End stock got crushed after they announced weak second quarter revenue and earnings. So it made me do some homework on this name. Was there any recent M&A chatter on Land's End, I asked? Well, unless I missed something, I had to backtrack over 3 years to get some potential takeover intel on Land's End. I found it on the website Benzinga.com. It mentions Land's End is a small cap spinoff from the famed, or shall I say, the then-famed retailer, Sears Holding. Back then, the company was independent for just 1 year. The article stated that Land's End had become a strong takeover candidate on the back of its strong brand name, large customer base of affluent, college-educated, professional, and style-conscious men and women, large geographical reach. The three-year-old article went on to say that potential suitors included the fast retailing company, Gap, Nordstrom, Michael Kors, Ralph Lauren, and Urban Outfitters. You never know. Sometimes old takeover chatter wakes up when a company stock takes a big hit after a disappointing earnings report. Again, you never know. Do your homework on Land's End. It's a brand name many people know. That's Land's End. We have another caller. Who is that, Kenny?
Yes, Kenny.
Hey, Kenny. It's Bobby over at Takeover Talk. Thanks for calling, Kenny.
What's up, Bobby? How are you today?
I'm doing good today. What's on your mind, Kenny?
You sound so good on the radio, Bobby.
Thank you very, very much, Kenny. Thank you for the kind words, Kenny. What's on your mind? How are we going to make some money today?
I want to ask you about GTX.
GTS.
No, it's Acadia.
Oh, Acadia. Yes, Acadia. Acadia? ACAD? Acadia the biotech company?
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Acadia. ACAD was a company I believe Takeover Talk had mentioned a few weeks ago. I believe at the time, the stock was currently trading at approximately $14. It was down from, I think, approximately $45, I believe was the 52-week high. They have a drug, it's my understanding, for a treatment for Parkinson's disease, Kenny. And unfortunately, over the last 6 months, there had been some reports that maybe, just maybe, that drug was not safe. So the stock got cratered and went down. It was like an elevator going down to the basement, and it went down to, I think, like $12. Well, subsequently, Kenny, Acadia got a stamp of approval, I believe, last week from the FDA stating that their drug is safe. And I believe that's the reason why you're calling, Kenny, because the stock has jumped over the last 48 to 72 hours, probably 30 or 40%. Am I right, Kenny?
Correct, Bobby. You're a smart guy.
Ah, you're being kind again. But, yeah, I mean, I think Acadia, that, you know, now that it doesn't have the overhang of a potential FDA issue with the safety profile, Kenny, I do believe that my listeners, including you, should continue to put it on your radar screen as a potential takeover target, Kenny.
So do you think I missed the boat on it?
You ready? I personally, yeah. I don't think you missed the boat on it. I think the stock is currently trading at around $20.
Right.
From Kenny, from everything that I had read, that, again, if there is a potential for a takeover, that the takeover number would be significantly higher than where the stock is currently trading. But again, it's speculative, Kenny, and again, everything is potential. So, you know, just know there's plenty of risk when you're dealing with potential takeovers, especially, Kenny, especially in the biotech area.
Anything else? What about, can you talk about something else too, Bobby?
Sure. What do you have in mind, Kenny?
Groupon.
Groupon. Well, yeah, this is one that we had mentioned also many weeks ago. I think the stock is currently trading at around $3.75.
Yes.
And There has been plenty of chatter that Groupon could possibly get taken over by the likes of a Facebook or a Google or just a very large tech company that's looking for a footprint to get, you know, to get more, you know, to get more members. And, you know, I believe Groupon has many, many millions of members, and there's some real intrinsic value in reference to their membership base. And I do believe that there was, I'm not sure, but I do believe that there was an analyst who had recommended that if it should get taken over, it could get taken over as high as $12. Again, I know the stock is currently trading under $4, and it's extremely speculative, but at the end of the day, Kenny, you have to like the company as a standalone company. You understand what I'm saying? You got to like the fundamentals. If a takeover should happen, Kenny, well, that's cherry on the cake, cherry on the ice cream. Okay, Kenny?
So I have to do a little more homework.
Yeah, Kenny, do a little bit more homework on Groupon and keep Arcadia ACAD on your radar screen.
Okay? Good. Thanks a lot, Bobby. You're the best.
No, thank you very much, Kenny. Thanks for calling in. Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye. That was Kenny. Kenny called in. I have to tell you, Kenny was great. There's two good questions in reference to Arcadia, which is a company that we mentioned that everyone should put on their radar screen a few weeks ago. They just received some good news from the FDA in reference to their safety profile. And he had a question in reference to Groupon as well, which is a company that we thought was also a potential, or I think it's a potential takeover target going forward as well. And that was Kenny. We have Franco on the phone. Franco, thank you for calling Takeover Talk. How are you, Franco?
Very good, Bobby. Always nice hearing you. And thank you very much for helping me make money. I listened to you recommending Viking Therapeutics a couple of weeks ago. And you discussed it, and it was a possible takeover. And I want to thank you, Bobby, because the stock now hit $24. So I'm not sure if I should hold on or should I sell. What do you think?
No, well, first and foremost, Franco, again, I host this show for you and for all the listeners, and to try to get everyone the most accurate and comprehensive information on potential takeover targets, Franco. So, you know what? Thank you for the accolades, but I'm here for you. I'm here for all my listeners. Because my number one job, Franco, is to help you and the rest of the listeners identify potential takeover targets. In reference to Viking, I believe the stock spiked from 11 to 24 because they came out with some very, very impressive, solid phase two data on their number one drug that does not have FDA approval yet. And the again, I believe it was a solid phase two data that came out, and the stock rocketed. I know that the company just recently took advantage of the stock trading higher by raising approximately $175 million, which I believe is a positive. Even though there's some additional dilution, the company now has an ample war chest for them to continue to do research on their number one drug to try to get it through FDA approval. If you should hold it, I can't make that call for you, Franco. I think you just, you know, there's nothing wrong with always taking a few dollars off the table. But at the end of the day, if the company, if the drug, and this is just my opinion, you know, over the next year or two or three, if this drug should get FDA approval, I mean, the stock probably could go significantly higher based on a higher valuation. So, Franco, you have to make that final decision on your own. But again, anytime you could buy something at 11 and in a few weeks runs to 24, I think it's currently trading at around 18 or 19 now. I mean, that's not a bad few weeks' work. Am I right, Franco?
Right. And before I go, Bobby, and thank you for being so knowledgeable about everything you tell us. I just check in into the program late because I was very busy before that. Have you talked or have you heard anything about Pandora being taken over by Sirius?
Yes, we did mention that, Franco. Yes, and yeah, we were pounding our chest a little bit in the beginning of the show, stating that we had recommended. We don't recommend anything, but we had mentioned to our listeners to put Pandora on their radar screen at around $8 as a potential takeover target. And wow, you know, we wake up in the morning, Franco, and it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful morning when Pandora is getting taken over by Sirius XM Radio. And I also mentioned that the company could still, it is always possible that the company could still get an even higher takeover bid by another company, maybe such as Apple or Spotify. I'm not saying that's likely, but that's always a possibility, Franco. But yeah, so we mentioned Pandora as well. And again, that's the reason why I found and I host this show, Takeover Talk, to be able provide potential takeover targets to all of my listeners, Franco.
Thank you very much, Bobby, as usual. Thank you again.
Thank you, Franco.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That was Franco, by the way. Franco's a regular caller. Boy, he's terrific. Yeah. Yep. Oh. Well, my time is almost up, but I'm going to go with one more company. I'd like to discuss with you CBS. The stock, $56.60. The 52-week high, $61.59. The 52-week low is $47.54. This is the big media company, CBS. On September 10th, 2018, U.S. News article, headline, Moonves ouster could make CBS takeover target. The resignation of longtime CBS chief Les Moonves won't likely lead to drastic changes in network programs, but it could make the company ripe for a takeover. The article mentions that the parent company agreed not to pursue a CBS merger with sibling company Viacom for 2 years. That set the stage for making CBS a hot takeover for another company, the article said. On May 5th, 2018, I did more research. I found a Fox Business article. A Fox Business article said CBS can become takeover bait for large technology companies such as Apple or even Google or Verizon, which have enormous amounts of cash on hand for such a purchase and are looking for various forms of content. I personally do not think we've heard the end of CBS as a potential takeover target. This name has been front and center over the last few months as a potential takeover target. This could be a gem of a company for the right acquirer. Again, what was mentioned as an acquirer, the three, one was Apple, two, Google, three, Verizon. To me, it would seem that they definitely would have the bandwidth to acquire such a large media company as CBS. Okay. Wow, an hour goes so quick. It goes so quick. I love this. I love doing this. I love helping you identify potential takeover targets. It was a great day today. If you want to contact me after the show, please shoot me off an email at rcohen9074@aol.com. Again, shoot me off an email at rcohen9074@aol.com. This has been another live hour of Takeover Talk. Doug, thank you very much. I will be back next Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another hour of Takeover Talk. Thank you. Bye-bye.